המהר"ל, in Sefer Tiferes Yisrael, Perek Chavov, explains why the Torah was given in the Midbar. It says, "Bachidish Hashlishi." It says, "Bnei Yisrael Miatzrayim b'Yom Hazeh Bo Midbar Sinai." All Yisrael came to Midbar Sinai. Why did the Torah have to be given in a Midbar? Ma'ales. Ma'al says, because Torah has to be given in a place without gashmis. A midbar is a place without gashmis. Nothing grows there. Nothing can survive there. It's not a place of gashmis. The Torah grows in a place of, without gashmis. The Chore, that's a stira to what we said last week, the Chazal we brought, that the Malach HaShores argued with Moshe Rabbeinu whether they should receive the Torah, Klal Yisrael should receive the Torah. And Moshe Rabbeinu convinced them, or convinced HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give to Klal Yisrael, because we have Gashmis. We have Leisinov, we have Leisignov, we have a Yetzirah for Gashmis. And here the Maral says that it's given in the Midbar because the Midbar is not a place of Gashmis. The Teretz is Poshit. The Rabbeinu Shalom wants the Torah to exist in a Gashmizdika setting, like we said last week, at the Tachlis of the Bria, to be Mekadish the Gashmiz, but that can only be done if the Gashmiz is Lishmo. If we're Oisik in Gashmiz, Lishmo. If we're Oisik in Gashmiz as a goal in itself, that's a Hefech of Torah. The idea of the Midbar is that it can't be a Gashmis which we're Oisik in Lishmo. That's the idea of a Midbar. It's Mesulik from Gashmis. But it has to be Gashmis, but the Gashmis has to be Lishmo. The Shloish is Mehag Bolet that we're about to start were days of Agbola from Gashmis, Al Tiksho Lisho. We had to be removed from Gashmis in order to receive the Torah. It says, we learned in the Memches Dvom Shatera Niknes, that we have to have Istapkus B'muot. One of the kinyonim of Torah is istapkus b'muot, because involvement in gashmi is more than what you need. Is not the involvement lishmo. What you need, that's the goof. That's the needs of the goof. You need everything that gashmi requires, that your body demands from you. You have to be oisik. You have to keep the goof alive. But that's the definition of mu'at. Mu'at is how much you need. The Eisik in Gashmias, beyond that, is a stira to the Kabbalah HaTorah. That's why the Torah had to be given in a Midbar, which does not have any Gashmias. Chazal say, when the Torah was given, the whole sugi and pei vav on the base and pei zayin on the base in Shabbos, whole sugi of how the Yidden reacted to the Kabbalah HaTorah. One of the ways was, it says, that when the Torah was given, Aseres HaDibros were given, they jumped back Yud Ches Mil, Yud Beis Mil. They jumped back 12 mil. And it had to be walked slowly to Har Sinai by the Malachim. What were they so frightened about? Why did they jump back Yud Beis Mil? Yud Beis Mil is the shear of Machne Yisrael. That's the shear of a tchum. That's how big the Machne Yisrael was. When they received the Torah, they realized what's involved in receiving it. Their bodies felt, how can we possibly keep it? How can we possibly control ourselves, control our Yetzirah? After all, the Torah tells us not to give in to our Yetzirah. How can we not do it? Their bodies reacted with fear. We can't keep it. They jumped back. They wanted to run away from the whole area of Machne Yisrael, where the Jews were standing to receive the Torah, as far as they could go, out of the Machne, it's Yud Beis Mil. And the Malachim walked them back. That means like this. It seems impossible to keep Torah. My brother once told me that he had attended a hearing of Congress, I think it was, respect to the Kashrus laws. So he explained to the people that what's involved in Kashrus. You have to have a behemoth, a certain behemoth, it has to be shochet in a certain way, and you have to cook it a certain way. So they said to him, "So what do you do when you travel? Where do you eat?" He says, "I don't go into any restaurant. I take along food wherever I need. I take along myself food." They say, "Rabbi, we don't believe you. We don't believe you could do that." It's like hard to believe. Someone from the outside would hear what the dinim of kashrus are, that a whole nation, millions of people, keeps the laws of kashrus. Won't eat anything but these animals in certain ways and cook certain ways. He can't believe that it takes place. Because physically, the normal reaction of a human being is not to do such a thing. To limit my eating, it's not shaykh. But Klal Yisrael does it. How do we do it? Because when we're makabel on ourselves to do it, the Rabbeinu Shalom helps us to do it. That's the Malachim walked us back. That means if we're ready to go back, the Malachim accompany us. And they give us the koyach and the ability to withstand these Yetzirahs. But we do it. Ganz Klal Yisrael does it. That's the moshul. That's what Chazal mean, that they jumped back 12 mil, but the Malachim might have walked them back. Naturally, by looking at it from a purely natural viewpoint, it's impossible to keep the mitzvahs of the Torah. Only through Siyata Dishmaya. On the one hand, the Torah is the sweetest thing that there is. The Gemara says also that the world was filled with psomim when the Torah was given. It's the sweetest thing on earth. The most pleasurable thing on earth. To keep Torah and to learn Torah and to come closer to the Rabbeinu Shlalom. There's nothing, the world is full of psomim. That's our neshama. But our bodies react by running, by wanting to run, to staying away from the gashmias. But that's the only way. The only way is to accept upon yourself not to run after your gashmis, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Siyata Dishmaya that we'll be able to keep the Torah. This is included in what Chazal say. The Klal Yisrael said Nase Benishma. The Rabbein, there was a famous Medrash Tanchume, the old Medrash Tanchume, where the Medrash Tanchume asked Tosfos Kashe, how did Klal Yisrael, what is it? The Klal Yisrael said Nase Benishma. They originally were Makabal the Torah. Why did they need Kof Aleim Har Kigigis? Why did Kodesh Baruch Hu have to force them? He held the Har Sinai over them like a bow. Imatem Makabal Imutav Imlav Shom Teiku Vaschem. Why did he have to do that? They were already Makabal Nasa V'Nishma. So the Medrash Tanchuma says when they heard what's involved in keeping Torah, they learned Torah Shebal Peh, they learned what's involved in it. Mesiras Nefesh, you need to be kind of Torah. They got frightened, even though they said Nasa V'Nishma, that was an overall idea, but when they learned the details of it, they learned how much is involved in being kind of Torah, how much Yigiyah, how much Hasmode is involved in kind of Torah. They were ready to run away. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kofalem HaKigigis. It's the same idea. Mesiras Nefesh for Torah is such that Bemison, under ordinary circumstances, we wouldn't be ready to keep it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Siyata Dishmaya. Either Kofalem HaKigigis or the Malachim, there's different expressions of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Siyata Dishmaya, that we should be able to keep Torah. We live in a world which unfortunately makes Gashmius as a tachlis. A world that's permeated with the values of Umas Olam, which are not Teradik, which are not Nasav and Ishmadik. The values of the Hepech of Terah, the values are Gashmistik. It's hard for us to get rid of it. Food becomes the ikar. I mentioned that for so many people, Shavuos is nothing but cheesecake. The tofel becomes an ikar, the ikar becomes a tofel. If we can eat, then it's a yomtiv. If we can't eat, it's not a yomtiv. The eating of the yomtiv is avodas Hashem. It's there because it's our way of bringing the ideas home to our bodies, like the Rashba says. The mitzvahs of Shabbos and Yom Tov are bringing the ideas that the Shabbos and Yom Tov represent into our bodies, into our experience. Not a tachlis, it's a means. Because we don't really believe something until we experience it. So when we experience a Yom Tov with a Sudas Yom Tov, experience a Shabbos with a Sudas Shabbos, the Emunah becomes part of ourselves. But it's an inyan of Emunah. It's an inyan of bringing the ideas down into our lives, into our experience. It's not the way we would ordinarily think that the mitzvahs of the Torah are just to enhance our lives, make our lives more pleasurable. It's not the tachlis to make our lives more pleasurable. It makes it more pleasurable, but the tachlis can't be pleasure. The tachlis is avodas Hashem. The tachlis is the izbatlus to rotzon Hashem. Kabbalah Sater is Izbatzlus to Rotzon Hashem. We have to extricate ourselves from our sviva, from our environment, where everything is measured by how much, how tasty something is, how much pleasure it gives us, how much covet it gives us. And we have to extricate ourselves and live be mekabel Torah lishmo, because it's Torah, because it's Rotzon Hashem. Minig Yisrael is to stay up all night, the night of Shavuos. It's a beautiful minig. The idea behind the minig is to prepare ourselves for Matan Torah. We have to be misalik ourselves from Gashmias. We can't go to sleep. Sleeping is a Gashmiasdika thing. We want to prepare ourselves by showing that we're lemailam in agashmis. We don't sleep. Instead, we have all night parties on Shavuos night, and certain places where the people stay up. Not here, but in New York, the places where they stay up all night and they give constant refreshments and lectures on interesting topics. That's how you spend Shavuos night. Instead of Yigias HaTorah, you spend it again having fun, pleasureful. All right, you hear lectures, but lectures are on popular subjects, politics and Torah, how to combat the Iranian atom bomb, different politics. That's what the Kabbalah HaTorah is. You stay up all night, but you stay up all night missing the whole point of it. Not staying up, showing that you are gay and Torah, and foregoing your gashmias. It's not what it is. You're staying home night, have the experience, have a little fun, pleasurable evening. All of this is the Yetzer Hara ensnares us when we do something good. When it's a beautiful minig in Klal Yisrael, it becomes a minig where the eating is the ikar, the pleasure is the ikar. Not the ability to transcend the gashmias, get above the gashmias. That's the purpose of Matan Torah. The purpose of Matan Torah and Kabbalah HaTorah is that we should have the gashmias as a tofel. We should be in a midbar. B'chodesh hazeh, it says bo midbar Sinai. בחידש השלישי יצאיז בני ישראל מארץ מצרים, בחידש הזה בואו מדבר סיני. וייסעו מרפידים, ויחנו במדבר סיני. פורשים סי, אני חושב, דורחיים, they came to מדבר סיני. These psukim are telling us, how do they receive the Torah? What's the הקדומת the Torah? וייסעו מרפידים. They traveled from a city called Rafidim, which stands for Rofu Yudeim and Atur. They removed themselves from Rafidim. They did the opposite of Rafidim, the opposite of Rofu Yudeim, Choski Yudeim, Atur. They're Mechazik, their hands in Tur. And they came to the Midbar Sinai, which is, like I said before, the Hefech of Gashmias, Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahor. It doesn't say Vayachanu, Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahor, like Rashi said, Belev Echot, Kish Echot. They were all there at one. Oh, there was a unity between Klal Yisrael. Because when there is no Gashmias, and when there's no Rofu Yudem in HaTorah, there's unity. Argument, strife comes between people when they think in selfish terms. When people mevatler gashmias and think about one tachlis, the mechazik himself in the retera, there's no machlikis, there's vayichan shom yisrael neged ahor. There's one chanoya. They're all one unit. This is the Kabbalah HaTorah that we have. If you want, we can apply this pasuk to the three yisoides that we said that lie in most of Memchas Don Shatur Niknes. They are Limud Ba'abi Yigiye, Istapkus Ba'muet, and Anovo. So here too, it's Vayisu Merefidim, that's Limud, there wasn't Rofi Yedem in Atur, Vayichan Shom Yisrael, Bamidbor. Vayichan means b'leiv echad ki ish echad with hanovo, and b'amidbar is when he stopkus b'muot. Mamash, the three things lie in this pasuk. The Iki Yisoides is that Kabbalah HaTorah requires that we recognize that there's nothing else but Torah, not our lives, not our personal advancement, not our personal gashmias, but his batlus to Rotzon Hashem, his batlus to wanting to keep Torah. So this is the Avodah. Now in these days, soon we're going to begin Shosh Me'agbola, we're reaching the end of the Me'a Sfira. The Shosh Me'agbola have to be days when we prepare ourselves with these three Yisoides for Kabbalah HaTorah. And it says in Sforim that you can be Zeichet, the big Madreges in Torah and Shosh Me'agbola. Someone who uses Shleish Me'agbola Ba'asmode, when Yigiyah in Torah, can be zeichet the heimat reges in Torah. We should use these times carefully and purposefully by being number one, remembering that we're going to a midbar, Mesulik Migashmis, and without refidim, Yigiyas HaTorah, and then ultimately, Vayichan Shom Yisro Neged Ohor. We stand together as one Am to be Mekabel, the Torah in Har Sinai. Bekitzer then, Kabbalas HaTorah requires Gashmis, but not for its own sake. It's Batlus to Rotzen Hashem. Kabbalah Satorah can frighten us, make us jump back Yud Beis Mil. But we have Siyata Dishmaya to keep Kol HaTorah Kula if we won't accept it. If we say Nasa V'Nishma, the Rebbeinu Shalom will send Malochim to help us, to carry us along. There'll be a Kof Aleim HaGigigis. Bavur HaVesenu Shebotchu V'cho like our Ovis, like the Dor HaMidbar, was Beteach in Hashem. They were ready to follow Hashem without following their Gashmias. That is how in every generation, we repeat it every day in Davening, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us Siyata Dishmaya, in Choneinu, Slamdeinu, you'll teach us Torah, and in that way, Klal Yisrael will flourish and grow, we ourselves will flourish and grow, and we'll be zeiche to an emissary Kabbalah Satir.